Okay. Are you guys recording?
I can start recording.
Somebody told me I was related to Mark Wahlberg, and I said, oh boy.
But then I remembered I was related to Donnie Wahlberg, and he sucks.
I don't know who Donnie Wahlberg is.
Just tell me you're recording.
You're related to him.
Oh,
so
dog,
I
don't know. I don't. I'm a different person now. Jeez, dude.
Are you at least recording?
My trucker, I am.
Okay, so I can start?
You know it, my man.
My man. Just don't know what to say. Tyler's hosting the episode.
Have you guys seen Justice League?
Oh, that bag of garbage. No way.
Aquaman just straight up did a my man in it. He
yeah,
stole
it's in
that.
The trailers.
Yeah.
Oh well, I don't know.
And his screaming.
I don't know how to small talk in this voice.
His screaming sounds like Goofy. What's up with that?
In this film, does he get his mind blown out by a witch? It's all in the back of my throat now. I gotta get back to this. I gotta find my voice again. Hold on.
Okay. Well, let's start.
Let's get going into the show. I've been crying a lot. Oh.
All right. Welcome to the Talking Fail podcast. I am one of your hosts, Tyler. With me, as always, I have Will.
Hey, forget about it.
And then we have Ethan.
Hi. Yeah.
Ethan. we said we were going to do a thing.
Mm-hmm. No.
And
that's adult time.
And our fourth host, Arthur, we don't know where he is. He said he was going to be here.
Hey,
it was good
it's
to record Archie. Tonight.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
He hasn't responded to any of our messages, so we decided to start without him. He might join us mid-show, but
The good news about this new old emergent workflow we have is he could jump in at any time and we could add him in, but...
Under the old system, we would have to restart. We'd have to restart, and there'd be, like, metadata and all kinds of weird stuff.
Honest question.
Yes.
We've been recording... You know, okay, I already know the answer. I'll
no,
pause it.
But
we've already been recording for 15 minutes.
Yes.
Archer shows up. Tyler, do you make the call to stop the episode and restart to get Archer in?
For what we're doing now? No.
Yeah, we can't cut out that intro. It was gold.
Yeah.
So, Ethan,
okay.
One of your sisters got married, and we've already established...
What are you talking... You talking about my sisters?
No, I'm sorry to bring up your sister, man, but I gotta. We've already established that it was not Anna.
Correct.
So that means you have at least another sister.
That's correct.
Okay.
She's married, Will.
I do think it is a good thing to bring up because we've had two of Ethan's siblings on, and knowing that there's another one in existence might help fill in some gaps for the listeners. I don't know.
Anyway,
two.
Had Jonathan.
Yeah,
on. Joe John.
Papa John.
Jimmy John.
Papa John.
Joe Jackson.
Can you imagine your little brother as a father, Ethan? A Papa John?
Well, we do call my granddad Papa.
Is his first name John?
No, so when Jonathan's a granddad, that'll be funny.
Is his name Murphy?
No, it's just Bob. It's Papa Bob.
Oh. I popped a Bob the other day.
Okay, I'd restart for our turn at this point.
This is gold. Come on. So,
to finish my thought.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Ethan, is this your younger or older sister?
My eldest sister is married.
She's older than you.
She's older than me.
How many years?
One.
Okay, so you have 1 year to get married before this starts getting sad.
You don't. I've been thinking about this for a while. I had a long time on my trip back. And I have worse news than that. Oh, shoot. I have worse news than that.
What? You pregnant already?
I just have to say shoot because this will have to get cut if the person wants it cut because it's not about me.
Okay.
Go on.
I have worse news.
We won't cut it.
I have worse. No, like.
I need to know by like tomorrow or the day after. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I get a text from Anna today.
She's
okay, let
pregnant?
Me just go back. Let me just go back. So okay. Rebecca, my older sister, gets married. Maid
she's
of honor
pregnant.
Is Anna.
Okay.
No, maid
and
of
she's
honor
pregnant.
Maid of
Ethan, keep going.
No. She's the maid of honor. And then Gabe, the guy she Rebecca got married to,
and
his next brother, was his groomsman.
Okay.
The bridesmaid and the groomsman are now dating.
Oh,
okay. That's lazy.
Wait, I'm sorry. Not groomsman. That's all of them. Best man.
That's just lazy writing, Ethan.
They're taking over.
Are there any other siblings Ethan?
You're the second person to do this to me today. To take this route.
Is there another sister or not?
Yes, sorry. But there are logistical issues to that. For one.
Like you get fired from your job kind of logistic numbers?
Now we have to cut. This is...
Ethan, as your legal representative, you do not have to answer that question.
No.
Okay, we'll just cut that part
so,
out.
So yeah, no, my family is two brothers, two sisters. My brother-in-law's family is three brothers, one sister. It's boy, 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 girl.
Is this
personal information? Like, is this stuff I'm not supposed to be giving out?
I think it's pretty
generic. I keep having flashbacks to Will messaging me, what's your address? And without skipping a beat, I send it to him and then ask, what's this for?
How many four-person, three-boy, one-girl families are there in the U.S.? And how many have recently gotten married?
This is why I want Will to go to college and become a sociologist.
Or a sociopath?
His interest and determination to find out the most bizarre things would be so useful to academia.
You were in Texas, right?
I was stuck in Texas for a while, yes.
He's trying to drop hints about your personal life. You should stop answering his questions.
My dog's name was Ruthie. My best friend's first name was Timothy.
Mother's maiden name.
Will sent me a security questions test that he wants me to
he
answer.
He wants to make sure your password is secure in his hands.
But I was stuck in Texas.
How was that?
It was but not good.
How many guns?
I tried
did you
yoga
get?
Though. In the airport, oh, dude. It's the airport. You can only get like one in Texas,
and it has to be a handgun. That you can only take handguns on the plane now.
Well, I should refer. I exaggerated a little bit. You can get only one handgun for about 15 seconds before the TSA officer turns around and starts running.
All right. Well, I did have a game, but I was anticipating three players. But it could work.
All righty then.
All right. Well, so this is a game that I came up with, and I'm calling it. It has a tentative title of Tyler's Very Classy Culture Corner: Random Urban Dictionary.
I like the
colon part of the test.
All right. So here's how this is gonna work. Okay, so first of all, I need you guys to promise that you won't cheat and look up the definition, but I will give the word and you have to give me the Urban Dictionary description of that word.
Well, the thing is, Tyler, Will will break an agreement with you. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay. Okay, so here's scoring works like this. If you guess the actual description, or at least get close enough to where I will count it, you get 2 points. I will also give 1 point to whoever gives what I would say, like, the best answer would be, like, you know, the funniest answer. And that's purely subjective to me, you know, my whimsy.
All yeah, right. Sure. Just can't wait to dig into that colon.
All right. So the first word is olive.
Olive.
Will, you go first.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. olive. It's when you're dating a black girl and you, I mean, it's Urban Dictionary, so it's obviously going to be like very sexual and gross. So I'm sorry for this. It's when you dye your penis red and it looks like an olive when you have sex, right?
Okay. Ethan, what is your guess?
Oliving is when you are camping in a sleeping bag, and while you're snuggled up in there, somebody stabs you with a spear.
Okay. I will say that neither of you got the Urban Dictionary definition.
What?
But I will give the arbitrary point to Will for his interesting visual. All right. So,
you didn't specify that visuals got points.
I told you it was completely up to me. All right. The actual
this is what tyranny feels like.
All right. So the actual Urban Dictionary definition is another way to say you love someone without having to say love.
Mm.
So do I have to go first now?
Ethan, can you say olive again?
Olive.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That does it.
All right. All right. The next word is smoke.
Did I just get assaulted?
you got like verbally raped.
I just got Louis C.K.'d through a webcam.
Oh, I think that's actually fairly common, Ethan, if you think about it.
All right.
What was the question?
The next word is smo.
S-M-O. You're a very...
It's Ethan's turn to go first, okay. According to you. Ethan?
It's when you're behind somebody very slow who's also a moron.
Okay.
And you call them a smo. That's what that person is.
I'm thinking that it's a very short and stupid person.
Okay. Neither of you got the Urban Dictionary different definition.
Ah!
But I think I'll go with Ethan for the arbitrary point. And the Urban Dictionary definition for smo is suck me off.
Oh.
All right, whoever gets the least amount of points, you know what to do.
All right.
Tyler's rules, I just enforce them.
The next word is minger.
Minger?
M-I-N-G-E-R. Will, do you have a definition for minger?
A dedicated Yao Ming fan.
Okay. Ethan, do you have a definition for minger?
It's somebody who goes around... constantly criticizing young couples for getting married.
Okay. Neither of you got the Urban Dictionary definition.
What? Dang it.
I'm so sure.
Minger, Ethan, you got the arbitrary point for your slightly longer explanation. And you have
I've never gotten a point for slightly longer in anything before.
Hey-o.
Hey. All right, but the actual definition, according to Urban Dictionary, is a male or female who fell out of the ugly tree at birth and hit every branch on the way down.
Mm, okay.
So that was the conclusion of my game. Ethan, congratulations. You won.
I don't have to do anything with my mouth.
All right. I was kind of hoping that would kill some more time than it did.
Well, Will, I know how you could... I thought Tyler was the one receiving, so I was able to like set you guys up for the joke. That's not how it was coming across, was it?
Well, okay.
So, have you guys been playing Call of Duties? Any newer Call of Duties?
It's been a few years.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard some news that the new Call of Duty Black Ops 4 has no single player campaign.
They're the first to pull that cord.
Yep.
People have been saying it's coming for years, and they finally did it. Huh. People will complain, and the sales won't drop by much. I think a lot of people are going to buy the new one just to see how the new game mode is.
But I will not buy it, and they will notice it, and then they'll put campaign back in.
I mean, but for real, I haven't played a Call of Duty game in a long time because I felt like they've already taken out the single player campaign a few games ago. Like, it's very... The single player campaign is very on rails and very Michael Bay-ish of just like... Explosions are always happening. You're always doing that thing where you're kind of woozy and you have to like stumble around for a minute and then like a guy jumps out and you have to like block him and you're like doing that thing where you're just jamming the X button, you know, because you're both like grappling for a knife. And like that happens like three or four times in every game. And I was like, this isn't fun. I'm on rails. There's no strategy for... I was like, oh, we're attacking this enemy base, and there's one door that I can go into, and after I play it through once, I know that when I step, you know, when I walk into that courtyard, there's going to be a helicopter's going to crash and almost hit me, and it's going to be so close, and it's never going to hit me, and it's, I don't know, it's just always the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, my theory is that the lack of interest in the campaign may be more due to the lack of quality in the campaign, cares about the campaign.
I think that multiplayer, people buy the games for multiplayer, and that way outshadow that the people who play the game are mostly playing it for multiplayer, and that's where they've been putting their focus for the last 10 years of Call of Duties, and this shows they're just like, all right, we don't need the campaign, people are going to buy the game just for multiplayer. So
and you don't have to create a story or anything. I mean, they are putting some kind of story into like the zombies and the online multiplayer, which will be interesting. If they do a good job with the zombie thing, I might buy it, but I don't know.
I don't have a whole lot of experience with Call of Duty recently. It's like playing with other people, but the impression I was getting, I agree with what Tyler was saying, and the impression is the effort that was taken out of campaign got put into zombies. So that's not surprising to me at all. Yeah.
I've been playing a lot of, Tom Clancy, Ghost Recon, Badlands or Wildlands.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that is really fun. It's totally open world, and you can just do whatever you want. And
can you buy slaves?
No, but
you can free slaves. You can free a lot of slaves in that game.
You can't, so you can free them. I know you don't. But you know, you can...
Man, I give you a hand and try and help you out.
The way I describe the game is it's Grand Theft Auto, but you get to play as SEAL Team 6.
In Mexico.
In Bolivia.
Eh.
Same side of the border.
If you say so.
It's pretty good.
If you have hate mail, you can send them to Ethan at Talking Fail.
And that connects to your address, if anything.
It doesn't connect to anybody's address.
Oh, but, we gotta fix that.
You ever, like, check the time and it's like, we're probably almost done with the podcast. Nope.
We've only been recording for 10 minutes. What are you talking about?
I feel like... okay. New topic. Did ICP do anything crazy?
We're not going to just turn this into the Insane Clown Posse podcast.
Insane Clown Posse.
Side note, I don't believe in new vlogs. Like, what? I don't believe there should never be a new vlogger.
Oh, okay. I was new vlog? Like,
I don't.
Well, what's a nude vlog?
But
it's when you take a poop in the shower and you're naked.
I would support a new vlog channel that was Will going to places like an Insane Clown Posse concert. anything he references that would be good for the internet.
Yeah, guys, Fred Durst sucks, right?
Just eat your mustache.
Oh, don't you hate it when you like run out of face paint halfway through and then you're just a half juggalo? And then I'd look like a fool.
Yelling at the guy in this $20 clown suit? Come on!
No, you show up in like a Bozo the Clown makeup, like big shoes, you know, the whole thing. Oh man, this is awkward. I did actually have an idea for something that would be cool to do.
ICP related.
If it is, you'd have to bring the Insane, the Clowns, and the Posse. But I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool as if we could all, if there's something either here in Sacramento or in San Francisco, but we find like a haunted house or a haunted place.
And we record a podcast there and get murdered.
Maybe not get murdered. But
I bet you I could find, we could find some spots.
I mean, yeah. So, I mean, at the very least, just go there and like record or have all of us recording on our phones.
There's this church that splice I know it all that has a lot of rooms up in the top story. That you can like a lot of stuff up in the ceiling. It's a big church.
Is anybody murdered there?
There are stories about people being murdered in the catacombs of the building.
Ooh. Spooky.
Yeah. And service started at 7:30.
In the morning.
Ethan, have I told you my theory that I'm pretty sure people can connect the dots and figure out where you work based off general knowledge?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I was listening to the podcast with the two of you, and I was like, I think if I really wanted to, I could probably figure it out.
It would not be hard. If you really combed through the entire show and just like pulled out all bits of personal information we've said, the structure you'd be able to put for me is shocking.
The fun fact, though, is that if you actually go to the location that you believe is that place, there's nothing there, and there's just a briefcase, and when you open it, it says you won.
It's actually the Church of Scientology building.
There's one downtown.
Yeah, we worked there.
And then I run out and kick you in the balls.
Will, you
run
need
away.
To go. You need to go to the Scientology church.
No.
Tyler thinks they could get you.
That's a bear. Powerful though. I don't want.
That's a bear you don't want to poke.
No, not just come back and tell us how it was.
I don't know. I mean, think about Leo Remini, right, Tyler? I mean,
Leo?
Leah.
Did you say Leo or Leah?
Leah from Kings of Queens.
Yeah, I thought you said Leo.
Oh. Yeah, you know her brother. He was also in Scientology. I think that could get us some real exposure. And then after that, we can take on Catholicism? Is that what she's doing next?
Is she actually doing something on Catholicism?
Yeah, she's just attacking other religions. Oh, it's Mormons. I think it's Mormons.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Mormons is definitely in between Scientology and Catholicism.
You got to ramp up to Catholicism.
If we're ranking them.
All right, Ethan, rank the religions.
Catholicism is actually pretty... Judaism, Christianity.
Are we starting at the top or the bottom?
Are you putting Jews in a number one seed?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I'd have to put Christians if we're, at number
if we're,
one.
If we're following the Bible, I do not want to be on the Gentile side, okay? That's what I've been gunning for this whole time. I have no idea where Hindu or Buddhist go. I mean, they're more like appetizers that you kind of just... They're, like, always there somewhere.
Appetizers?
This is the problem with being a visual thinker, is I've constructed what this all looks like, and it's a dinner plate. It's a plate of religions, and the best food is Judaism, and one of the other, like, that's steak, and then Christianity is mashed potatoes, and then Islam is, like, that weird thing my aunt made that I push all the way to the edge and have never tried ever.
We're running out. We have not hit our personal information quota for this episode. What's your aunt's name?
It's so funny because I was about to answer.
Almost got him.
And then Buddhism and Hinduism. Like, there's some good stuff in there. Like the yin and the yang and conceptualization.
They've got
of
some ideas.
Chaos
yeah.
with the potential
like
of chaos existing.
It's
yeah,
good
like
enough.
Like, I don't know how to rank those, but I don't, so they're just like appetizer dishes right there. Like, okay. I can go in and get what I need.
They're sides.
When
yeah.
I need it. What, yeah.
What religion
like,
is like a dessert?
Like, natural theology is somewhere. I don't know what that is yet. And
Atheism is like dessert, because it's like, oh yeah,
no.
Done now. Bye.
I'm done now. Check, please.
Atheism is the guy at the end of the table eating just like pellets of just raw nutrition. Like, you don't actually have to eat food. You don't need food. Like, I just eat these pellets and I'm totally fine.
I just eat soylent powder.
It's better for you. It's better for you. You're an idiot if you eat. And then the nihilist walks in with a gun and kills everyone else before himself. That's how I think. I see all of that as a visual.
Oh, okay. So Ethan, you're a visual learner, as you just said a couple times.
Well, thinker. Learner's a strong
thinker.
Word.
Okay, sure. Will, what kind of learner are you?
I'm a taste learner. I make a mistake, you know, I'll break something at work, and I just kind of got to put my tongue all over it, and then I'm like, oh... I'm not going to do that again.
You know, for some reason, I had hoped that you would give an actual answer for once.
So when you think about things, you think in terms of like flavor, you think in taste?
Yeah.
What does love taste like?
Love tastes like pizza. It's, you know, it's not trying super hard to be something it's not. And you just accept it for what it is. And it's, you know, it's beautiful. It's an amazing food. And sometimes you gotta pay for it.
That's surprisingly deep, Will.
What chain of pizza are you talking about? Because
Papa John's.
If I've got Little Caesars for 40 years, the first, you know, there's that honeymoon period where it's like, oh, dude, $6 pizza, oh, it's amazing. But then it's the only one you can have, and you've had it for 5 years, and you're just like, how long can I fast? How long can I fast until I die?
Can I have some breadsticks at least?
Can I have the pizza with cut the pizza out of the pizza? Give me just the crust. Give me a donut of crust, please. I need something. I can't. I'm so sick of.
You know,
it's not good pizza. If it was round table, then like yeah, I it would have been great. But I didn't pick my spouse a pizza, and I'm maybe a terrible person.
You know. When we first started dating, she was like a California Pizza Kitchen style pizza. You know, she was nice and thin. Now she's starting to look like a deep dish Little Caesar, you know, all covered in grease.
Bubby likes deep dish.
If I had known that, I would have gone for, you know, the little Papa John's next door, you know.
Bagel bites?
Whoa, okay, no, bagel. No. If we're following metaphors, bagel bites. No.
Oh, I conceptualized bacon or the bites as being the non-committed relationship person who's like, yeah, I just, you know, get a bite here, get a bite there, you know. I don't, but then he's never full. He's never satisfied. He never feels like he's not hungry. So he's 55 all the way down the road. Like, I'm too old to get a pizza now. I just stuck with this unsatisfying pizza, just like all the other six-year-old kids at lunch. My life is terrible.
Hot pocket pizzas.
STD.
All right.
Oh, I should have. I should have used a sleeve with this one.
No, sorry.
It
sorry.
Does come with
a
sleeve.
That's a calzone. I'm sorry. I got that.
What about a Totina's pizza roll?
I don't want anything to do with Totina's pizza roll. Okay. Totina and I do not. Arthur, where's Arthur?
Where is
What's
Arthur?
Happening?
He's 45 minutes late.
I don't think he's gonna make it, guys.
Is this the best?
Tyler, what are you? What are you?
What do you taste? What does love taste like? How do you think? Yeah.
I was gonna say, as terms of like the learning, I was gonna say like tactile learner, where I need to, like it, I need to work it out in my hands.
What does love feel like?
All right, well, that's the end of our show. As you can tell, if you look at the timer, there's actually still 15 minutes left in the episode, but we're just going to fill that with dead silence. So, bye.
Okay, so, oh, man, that would have been the perfect quafecta, whatever trifecta is with four. You ask Arthur, you go to the next sense, which is sound. Arthur, how do you think? I think through sound. What does love sound like? Deafening silence. See, I can do Arthur's part even when he's not here. This is great. This is great.
See, why do we even have Arthur on the
podcast? He just sits there and be quiet.
Wait, Ethan.
And then we
No, that's I was trying. That was my other character speaking. Arthur.
Okay, Ethan, set me up as if I'm Arthur. So what's
yeah. So Arthur, what does love sound like?
What's up?
Oh, he just got here. Sorry, we just didn't do his introduction. All right, okay, guys, Arthur's here. Tyler, restart the recording.
All right,
dump all that just, in the trash.
Yeah, dump. Yeah. Just scrape that plate of religion into the garbage like the atheist you. I don't know. I shouldn't make claims about Tyler. I like your new wall art.
Oh, I feel like you. This is an audio podcast, so the fact that I have the vinyl for the Killers album Hot Fuss is on my wall won't convey to anybody.
It's amazing. It's amazing how humans can change things. You changed your closet into a studio. And then began curating art, turned that studio into an experience. There's a whole different world in your closet. It's like Narnia.
Yeah.
You're like Lucy.
I am Lucy in my closet.
Where's Mr. Tumnus? And...
Oh, he's down here.
What are you, like Drew Carey with somebody under your desk?
He's been there for like 37 episodes, and he's just waiting for someone to reference this.
He's had to do it that long? Tyler, what's wrong?
I'm committed to my Narnia references.
If anyone was a hot pocket, it's Mr. Tumnus. Just did an actual spit take.
For the audio listeners, Ethan Sapp.
I wasn't expecting you to connect
take.
Those dots.
Oh, well, we can end it. I made someone do
that
a spit
feels
take.
Like... This feels like the best.
I'm jealous of you. I've never gotten anyone to do an actual spit take.
And you know how I was talking about how I don't know if my humor is okay. Like I actually question Is the way I like things funny appropriate? Is this all right? That spit just, take, just I don't know if that was authentic or not. I'm not sure if I did that as a joke or if it was real.
Oh,
so
don't now.
I just
no,
need
don't
to throw,
demean
just need
my
to throw some. Just need. No, it's not. It's like a 2000 Space Odyssey. It's ambiguity in the ending. Who I don't know. God knows. God knows what was real. Because what's a social construction? What is your persona? Who are you? What about how you act is just for the sake of appealing to other people, and if you could be fully transparent to yourself and be authentic, none of this would we talk to each other? What would happen? So I don't know if that spit take was real, Will, but that was all right, let's end the show.
Looks like he's in the Blair Witch Project with his beanie.
Yeah.
I mean, that's visual, but
I want to go get like eyedroppers. Yeah, we should and okay, like make myself cry, and then like we can reenact. Oh,
what?
Okay, topic. You guys, there's all these like pop genres that emerge. There seems to be these continual pop genres that emerge in horror films, and the most recent one is like the using video chat as the whole premise of the film.
Like
there's been two films.
Yeah,
there's yes.
What's the next one that we can jump on? VR horror. If you die
that's
VR, you die in real life.
All it takes is for a Saw movie to make a trap where you're forced to wear a VR headset and to watch something that makes you go crazy. Like, he cuts off your eyelids and does... And, like, after that, no one's going to be able to do a full feature-length film. But, Will,
the VR makes it, like, you know, flashes, like, subliminal images, and then it causes you to become a crazy serial killer. No, you kill yourself. It's a way for you to commit suicide.
And if you kill yourself, die in real life.
Yeah.
I want to make...
And then in the trailer, you have like this crying girl, and she's like, "The Oculus touched me."
Archer's not here, and we bring up Archer's touch again. You walk into a studio, though. You walk into a studio, and you pitch the next Ring reboot, but it's a new VR game. Yes. Yeah. What? How does the VR girl? Is it like Alien 2, where it's something that actually just enters straight
into I think you're wearing the goggles, and it does like the weird flashing stuff, and then like the very end you see like her face pop up on the screen, you know, in the VR screen in front of you. Ooh. And so you like you whip it off your head and you throw it across the room.
Whip
and then she crawls out of the VR goggles.
But what happens if you don't take it off?
And she gets on Fortnite.
She starts flossing.
She walks towards you doing the backpack kid dance. Instead of her ring crawl. No! No!
Do we want to wrap up the show?
Yep.
Will, do you have a rest in peace?
Oh, yeah. This is actually a funny story, because I thought...
Okay.
I subscribed to R Too Soon on Reddit. So
right.
That's sadly how I learn about anyone dying. That's the first thing. It's like, oh, someone made a joke about it. I didn't even know they were dead.
Well, it's because it's too soon. It's the point of the subreddit.
So the first I saw of this guy dying was in a meme, which is sad. But it was...
I'm sure his family's proud.
The news can't let the family know too soon. Like, they have to be announced. Like, I found out my son was dead via meme.
So it was like a picture of the scene in American Psycho where Jared Leto is like getting killed by Patrick
Bateman, I think.
Batman.
Yeah. Oh, it's a crossover. And it was he's dead now. And I was like, Jared Leto died? Oh my god. But no, it was
he didn't,
because Paul Allen is the name of Jared Leto's character. And the Microsoft founder, Paul Allen.
Co-founder,
whatever. He's dead. So rest in peace,
Paul. Not Bill Gates.
Yep.
Hashtag not Bill Gates.
Looks like Bill Gates which, just became sole which, founder.
Is that sadder than is that sadder than your essentially obituary being in a meme? Like you're like you die and it's wasn't Bill Gates. Like
or Jared Leto.
Like the guy who was standing right next to Hitler who got killed. In World War One, and the reaction to his death is everybody's like, ah, so close. Ah, dang it.
It was almost someone interesting.
Oh, my geek. Ah, that, yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's going to be it for this week.
We ended on a Hitler joke. Week? Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a clean show. We've never held the format that tightly.
All right, bye.
We could sing the goodbye song I sing at work.
Springtime for Hitler.
Oh. Okay, we're done.
Closing time.
One last call for alcohol.
Closing time. One last call for